Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show this afternoon. Super excited to be here. I've got a special guest on, and I know Melissa will be here in a second. I hope she had a little challenge. And how's everybody doing? And happy Wednesday. It's hump day, right? Thank God, right? Weekend's around the corner. That's what we always think and say. And we got some great stuff going on. So it's Go Run for Fun Fitness, and I love this show. We're getting people and followers. We're getting people that are running with us from different places in the world. Love that. And different places in the U.S. So I just got off the phone with somebody who says, when are you running, Tree? I go, well, we'll take a break today because we have to have rest. And, you know, and weight loss, right? We've got people that are losing weight by running. And isn't that cool? I love weight loss. I love weight loss when it becomes a lifestyle, right? Not the sense of just losing a bunch of weight and then stopping and going right back to where you were. So, you know, it is a mind-body-spirit connection. And I got a young lady on here today that's going to be talking to us. I adore her. She's such a sweetheart. And so I'm going to bring her on, and we're going to talk about her journey. She just started, I believe, and but she'll tell you more about it. So hold on a second. All righty. You're going to be here in just a second, hopefully.
I'm here.
And if I can't – oh, are you? Okay, good. Hey, hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Anyway, I'm glad you're here, and I know you're doing some really good things with yourself and your life and your health, self and health. That's always cool. And so tell us a little bit about what's going on and why you decided to start working out, start eating right, and start doing your stuff.
Well, a little bit about me. I've kind of been a yo-yo dieter for a while, but need to get healthy once and for all, and now is the time. I mean, there's never a better time like the present. And I'm just really excited about life. I've got a lot of positive things going on, and I kind of want to be around for a while to see things to fruition and be around to have a wonderful life with my soulmate, be a grandmother at some point, and all kinds of things. So in order to do that, I've just got to live a more healthy lifestyle. And I've, you know, in speaking with you, you've kind of given me some extra motivation I love fitness and I love dance, so I'm going to kind of do things through Zumba and eating right, and just it's going to be a whole new world for me.
Aw, that's wonderful. So you're going to be doing stuff with dancing, Zumba. You know, I was at a 5K pretty recently, actually over the weekend, and they did a Zumba class to warm everybody up. And I love Zumba because it makes you happy and feel good. And Melissa is here.
Hey.
Melissa, this is Skylar. She's from Atlanta, and she's telling about her journey. And how long have you been on your journey, Skylar, where you're losing weight or wanting to lose weight? How long
wanting
have you been
to well, kind of on and off, like literally for 20 years, really just trying to, you know, really getting back to where I really wanted to be, and then maybe have a lifestyle challenge. Something hit me, and you know, I was a quote stress eater, and I would eat my feelings, and then all of a sudden the weight would kind of creep back on, and then you look in the mirror, and then one day you're like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? So
been there, done that.
So now I'm done with that, and I really do. I mean, I want to lead by example too, because I have a daughter, and she's trying to be fit and healthy. So I think it's important to live my life and just show her by example what she can do.
There you go.
That sounds fantastic.
I know. Melissa, this is Skylar. Skylar, this is Melissa. Melissa Cohen.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I was on late. Tari, I told you, like, an hour ago. Like, my brain's not... I'm like click 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 working, and I was like, oh, it's 12:01. Oh my god!
I gotta get
my
moving.
Life is crazy.
Right? I hear you.
So Skylar,
no, I get.
I
that.
Have four kids, 6, 8, 11, and 16, and they're all girls.
Oh wow!
So I get you. I totally, you know, lead by example. And I see,
well, yeah,
with the help of Tari, I have got my own 16-year-old enjoying the gym. Finally.
That's awesome.
You guys are working out together. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're working together. Her daughter is a singer, Skylar, and she's discovering her talent and just a beautiful soul.
Oh,
got
wow.
Her job
you
her
must
mom,
be proud of
yeah,
Melissa.
Her,
very proud.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I want to go back to you. So we're all stress eaters, right? I've never met a cookie I wouldn't eat, just so you know. So, anyway, sorry. So, one question to you, Skylar, is like, how are you coping? I mean, you sleep and all that, and what's going on? What diet are you using, and what exercises are you going to start to use? I know you said dance, and are you biking or running or working out at the gym with weights, strength training? So, yeah.
Well, basically, what I'm doing is I am in sales, so I travel all over the nation, and I'm in my car a lot, so I rely on a cooler. I take a cooler with me everywhere I go. I pack really healthy snacks. Whenever I eat a fruit, I pair it with a protein, you know, apple and nut butter or pear and string cheese, kind of the, you know, or like guacamole with something, or I like a lot of snacks, so I try to make healthy choices. And one way to, because I'm like all over and I have dinners out, and it's easy to make a poor choice when you're out unless you plan. So I have to prepare things and kind of think ahead. So that's one thing that really helps me to be successful. Basically I do a form of Weight Watchers. I kind of do my own thing, but I do a form of Weight Watchers. I think they're called WW now, but I do points. And so I kind of keep track, and it makes me log my food in. So I know I can't, if I have a bite of it, I have to write it. Bite it,
wow.
Write it.
Okay.
So that's how I do it. And then when I get home from the grocery store, I immediately put the point values on the things that I buy, and then before I put them up. And that helps me to, at a glance, grab the things that I know I can have. Anything, if it's a, I allow myself like one, we'll say, I don't want to say cheat meal, but one nice, over the top meal, we'll say, maybe a week. And then if there's something I'm craving, then I have it. I wait and have it like Saturday night and enjoy it. I enjoy every bite of it. So that's kind of what I do as far as eating plan. And I'm also doing intermittent fasting, where you feed for a certain amount of hours and fast for a certain amount of hours a day. And I do the 8-16. I have an 8-hour eating window. I do from 12 to 8 at night. And so that kind of cuts out a meal for me, which cuts out calories and fats and things like that. So I eat, like I'll have my first meal at lunchtime, and I'll have a snack, like a fruit and a protein, between this about around 3:30. And then around 7, I'm having my last meal of the day done by 8 at the last.
Wow.
And then I also drink a bottle of water before every meal to try to fill that space up a little bit. And
right.
With regard to exercise, I have a gym membership, and so I'm planning on going to the gym a lot. Being out of town, most hotels offer a gym, but if there's somebody using the gym, then I'll plan to find out where the closest gym is that I can use the night before, and just go and make sure I'm doing cardio. I'm starting out with 3 days a week, and then I'm going to try to go to 4 and then 5, but I've got to start out slow. But I do like dance and that kind of thing, so I'm going to do Zumba 1 day a week on Saturday. So that's
well, that
kind
sounds
of,
like fun.
You know,
and
you
have
know,
a fantastic
to,
program. That sounds awesome.
She's very detailed.
I'm doing this a
few
times.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's detailed.
Very detailed.
Listen to that. She's like, yeah, very detailed and very, very regimented. Because you want this to not have to go through this again. I know Melissa's doing Weight Watchers. I do Herbalife because I love Herbalife, and she does Weight Watchers because she loves Weight Watchers. And so you guys have a program that works for you. But my question is, So you are doing the Zumba and you're going to work out at the gym, and they have gyms at the hotels that you're in, because I know you travel a lot, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And so what is that like? What does that look like? What made you choose to do it now, right? How did you do it?
You know, what is my why, I guess, is what you're saying. So I've seen people, I had a cousin recently too. She was 47 years old, and she passed away with a massive heart attack in her sleep. She had a little weight on her, not a lot, but she wasn't as healthy as she probably should have been, and she left behind two young children. One 11 and one 15. So that kind of was like, and she's, you know, one of the younger cousins. So it's like you start assessing your life and just kind of figuring, you know, where you're at and where you want to go. And I have too many fun things that lie ahead. I mean, I've got a wonderful, amazing man in my life. I've got a beautiful daughter. I've got wonderful family that love and support me. Great friends. And life's too short. So the only one that could do something about this is me. So I've got to figure that out. And this is kind of what works for me and keeps me accountable. And I told my best friend, and she's trying to lose some weight as well. And we kind of talked each other through, and we're like, okay, what did you eat today? And how was your day? And what were you thinking? And what were you feeling? And just an accountability partner, I think, is really key, because she will hold my feet to the fire if it needs to be.
That's cute. So I love that, you know. You know, that you guys have, I know Melissa's doing working out. She's a runner like I am, you know, too, as well. But I know you go to the gym and you strength train. I go to the gym. I'm in Orange Theory, and I love Orange Theory because I can run, and then I can run at home. I can run there and strength train. But do you guys do better with group fitness or at the gym, or what's your thoughts on that? You know, Zumba is obviously something you don't do by yourself, but you do it with a group of people. So, Ian, you know, I like
for,
doing things
for
with
me,
people.
For me, a combination kind of. I'll do the treadmill or elliptical or something like that. And, of course, that's kind of like a more of a single activity. And I also have like a little machine at home that's kind of like a vibration machine, you know, that you can, you're supposed to exercise on it. And it helps you to, it makes your muscles contract a lot more. So I did that while back. It's like one of those things that collects dust if you don't use it. But whenever I was using it, I really liked it, you know, do a lot. I knew some people from Canada that were going to gyms and they had it there. So anyway, that's kind of one little thing. You just kind of stand on it, and it makes you like have to contract your muscles to stay like centralized, like keep your core strong.
Oh, nice.
So that's one thing. But I also have, oh my gosh, every video that's probably ever been made, you know, since the beginning of time. But I enjoy doing like little videos and stuff, and videos on my phone, you know, on my iPad from like, you know, how they have those apps, those OBE, I don't know if it's Obey or OB, you know, the different ones, different fitness programs where you can choose from different workouts, yoga or whatever.
I
like things like that, because I'm in a hotel room. So, you know, I can kind of do a fitness class from an instructor in my room.
From your phone.
So I think that's kind of neat. That's kind of an on-the-go thing. But I like a variety. I'm ADHD, so I like a variety of things, or I get bored.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, so that's cool. How do you do it? Melissa, you know, because Melissa's got a cool way of working out with her daughter, right? You know, so...
I work out with my daughter, but also I have probably more time than she does, so I'll add additional days in there, especially with her going to school. This is the first time ever to be in a rec center, a local rec center. And I was always kind of nervous to do, Gold's Gym or Planet Fitness. Like, I don't know. I just think of these big guys trying to pump iron and they're looking at you like, huh? So anyway, I decided to do this local rec center, and not many people are there, and they do offer classes. So I'm going slowly, and I do treadmill, biking, rowing, elliptical, and then I do strength training, which is like all the different machines. Now they have all those, you know, the free weights and these, well, overwhelmingly large machines that I don't know what you're supposed to do with. So I'm kind of like,
That's cute.
It's going easy, and I'm doing this slowly, but I've enjoyed what I've been doing, and I see in the future definitely some yoga classes, Pilates, bar, classes like that. And of course, sometimes I just put my shoes on and just run outside.
I love running. I do.
Oh, I have videos
and,
too.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm running about 2 miles a day. Sorry, I'm out here with my dog by the pool. But I run about 2 miles a day. And guys, you'll be impressed with this, Melissa. I ran a 5K. My time was 35 minutes. All right. Yeah, amazing.
Wow.
Right. It used to be a better. Yeah. So, So we're all working toward a goal. But what do you guys think about it being? You see, I see people losing gobs of weight, you know, and then they gain it back. So how, what are some things that, you know, because we inspire people with this show, I feel, because I get comments and that kind of thing. But what do you feel would be, how do you make it a lifestyle where, you know, you have, like you said, Skylar, you said having one cheat week, right? Or one cheat day in a week.
No, one cheat day,
One cheat day.
That should sustain me. That kind of gives me, if I'm eating healthy, say 80 to 90% of the time, you know, say I'm talking maintenance at this point, on maintenance. If I'm eating healthy most of the time, and then you allow yourself, you know, the little luxuries here and there to just kind of go out and wine and have a glass of wine and have a nice dinner with a couple appetizers, and maybe it's at that point it's more portion control. Like trying to be mindful of portions, still have it, but don't have as much as you would have had, but still enjoy like every bite of it. Maybe eat more slowly because, I mean, hey, we're all in a hurry.
So, yep.
You know, maybe savor and enjoy. And
almost
for
like
me,
to eat to live.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Just enjoy it when you do eat it, but just know that it's not, you enjoy your skinny clothes better. You enjoy your cute little outfit that you're going to be wearing out with your honey pie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's the kind of things that motivate me. And I do a lot of visualization of me when I have the body that I feel that is me. I mean, have you ever thought of yourself in a certain way? And then you look in the mirror, you're like, oh my gosh, that's really not even who I think I am in my head. So I want to be that person and, be healthy and be strong and live a nice, beautiful life. And I think, too, the scale, like, I know the scale is a dirty word, but it kind of helps. It's just a guide and information. If you use it like that, I think that that's a good tool to maybe, like, weigh once a week or something, have a certain, like, weigh in the morning after you use the potty, and then you're, like, and naked, you know, like, weigh, and then that's your weight. And then weigh the same day every week and kind of keep yourself accountable for, oh, my gosh, I had a really crazy weekend and I'm up 3 pounds. Okay, well, I guess what that means. That means you got to be extra cautious the next week.
That's a good point. I like that. How about you, Melissa? Because I don't weigh on a scale. One of my first trainers in running said, Tree, don't weigh on the scale. Because I get depressed if I see something, you know, so I was like, I don't weigh. If I can't get in my pants, I know I need to die.
I want to say weight loss for me has been 90% psychological. I mean, like, it's, I had lost 50 pounds. I was on the scale every morning. I mean, maybe I have to change my weight, but so I was on the scale every morning, very diligent, almost killed my knee running like a mad girl, lost 50 pounds, and life happened over a year, gained almost all of it back. And I want to say the box, AKA the scale, really, I was driving for a number. And looking back at pictures, knowing that I met that number in 50 pounds, I remember very clearly that I still thought I was overweight and it wasn't good enough.
Wow.
So
wow.
Now,
okay.
Going through this, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to become that way and that my goal is that picture. And I actually stepped away from the scale and I haven't been weighing every day. And just once a week, and
right.
it's a struggle,
right.
Every day. I mean, last week was terrible. I barely went to the gym, but even yesterday, when you know, I was more set on just sitting and doing nothing because it was just a day, and you know, bad news from another job, and I was like, but what did you say to yourself the other night? You have to remember
right.
what you felt when you went and you worked out and after. So get those shoes on, get over there and do it. And, you know, that's what I did. And I felt great. It's a mind thing
good.
With me all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, Therese says about the cookie. I mean, stress yesterday. What did I do? Yeah, I probably had about 2 cookies. And you know those cookies, Weight Watchers wise, is probably about 14 points, you know. And then
so
you
nice
and then you try to get a nice big cookie because I do not pass up a cookie that you know that walks by me. But you know, if I just had a little bit, if I gave more thought on that, I knew I wanted the cookie because I was stressed. So I already knew that in my head, but then I went ahead and did it. But then, yeah, it's just and then there's accountability. You know, don't track it. It never happened, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a very big mind game. And I think things will probably clear up, too, when all the kids go to school. Because then I can breathe and think.
That.
So,
listen,
but,
I look what you're saying. Go ahead. I want to hear what you say that. Because you're – that's a good point, by the way. Thank you. What were you going to say, though? You weren't finished. I interrupted you. What do? Sorry.
No, that's okay. If you
that's okay.
If you spoke to me 5 years ago, or before my journey, I wouldn't be. How do I want to say this? Okay, so. 5 years ago, I wouldn't have looked at that cookie and said, you know, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? Why are you doing this? Not a good idea. Like all the stuff that's in your head. I wouldn't be saying that 5 years ago. So I always say to myself, you know what? It's a lifetime journey. And I'm clearly not the person that I was 5 years ago. So as far as, you know, changing it into a lifestyle as opposed to a diet, it's happening. It's just on its own time. And I'm learning a lot more about myself in the meantime.
And that's
so,
what it's all about to me, don't you think?
What'd she say? What did you say?
I said that's what it's all about to me as far as lifestyle.
You know you're making better choices that in the long run is going to be beneficial and help you.
And if you mess
like
up, it's just one meal. You need to just, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move on. And the next meal, you make better choices. You just say, okay, you know what?
Right.
You know, but you better enjoy it while you're eating it.
You know, I enjoyed it, but man, it went pretty fast.
I have to tell you something. You guys got a great flow going on here. So you guys are really, really working on on the lifestyle, and I know that making it a lifestyle, and I know that you personal development is key. So, you know, I send the podcast out to everybody, and I'll send this one out to people tonight so you guys will inspire people, and it'll be on iTunes. But, you know, there are angels, and because I work with angels, and I have since I was a kid. But Archangel Michael, if you believe in angels, God, Jeshua, who I call Jesus as Jeshua, says, okay, hey, you want help with the weight loss? I'll help you. So I was in front of, I love cookies, chocolate chip cookies. I was like, okay, I'm not going to eat them. Right? Because have you ever tried to work out when you eat crap, like sugar? Doesn't work, right?
Oh, gosh,
doesn't.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, you know, what do you think, Skylar? Does it work for you? Like when you're trying to eat cookies and or stuff, do you have energy? I mean, don't you think that affects you?
No.
So.
Yeah, it does. And it too, if I'm working that hard at a gym where I'm breaking a sweat, I do not. The last thing I want to do is go and be bad after I've, you know, worked so hard. So it's not really. And then that kind of messes your little cycle up. You feel like, oh my gosh, I just messed up my benefits that I, you know, worked so hard for.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, that's good. I like that too as well. So, but when the days are long and there's nobody but you and you're upset about something or you're like, oh my gosh, that you're thinking about those cookies or the chocolate or the French fries or potato chips calling your name. You know, what do you do? And that's a challenge one. So I always just say,
well,
hey, I'm not going to do this.
Change the behavior loop.
Right.
Kind of.
Go call a friend, phone a friend.
Yes.
I do hot tea at night.
Right. But you guys are talking about that. And you're talking about holding, you have your best friend who's holding you accountable. Melissa has your daughter holding you accountable. And then, you know, my sweetheart, he's 6'3", and he can eat anything. And so he's pretty good about, I go, do I look skinny? He says, you look great. Yeah, it's a perfect thing, right? You know, so,
right.
Yeah, which, but it's like holding yourself accountable. When I go, when you get up in the morning, do you guys have clothes that you try on to make sure that they fit? Or are they getting looser? Do you guys have those kind of clothes? I know that you travel a lot.
I have a whole separate closet for those clothes.
I do.
Yeah.
I call it visiting my clothes. I go and open the closet door open and go, I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Awesome.
I like that. Yeah. You're going to go visit the shutting. Right. Open the door. Anyway.
I donated a lot of my clothes when I lost all the weight. So I actually kind of refuse to go and buy anything. So I have a wedding coming up in November and I'm like, let me see. The scale hasn't been like phenomenal. So let me just see if these things still fit me. And they do with a little extra bumps here and there. But I'm like, okay, then what I am doing is changing my actual physique, but not the scale. And that's good. That's good too. So that's the way I look at my clothes.
Yeah, that's definitely good progress too.
Yeah, you see the inches as opposed to the scale.
Yeah, that's good. I have you remember, Melissa, you remember Kelly. She's lost an inch. She told me, she goes, I'm not losing any weight. I go, have you checked your inches? Ha! I didn't know that was a possibility. She's lost a couple of inches. So anyway, we've got a few more, like a minute or so left. So what's your goal to lose weight? Skylar, how much do you want to lose? Is that okay to ask?
Yeah, a lot. Like 93 pounds.
Okay.
What?
93 pounds.
Yeah.
Cool.
So 93. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
You totally can do it.
Huh? Oh, I know for sure. There's no doubt. I definitely know how to do it, and I have the reason backing me. So, I'm just tired of the struggle. And I'm ready to move on, and I'm ready for it not to be like taking all my thoughts. I mean, I'm ready to not have to worry about it, think about it. I'm ready to just be like, it's natural, and I just do it.
Well, let me first apologize for having such a reaction to how much you want to lose. I respond like that because the way you're speaking and the way of you're like totally motivated, scheduled. It's just, I feel like you're like close to goal. I mean, you have a great plan ahead. Probably, if not better than my plan, because I'd rather eat the cookie and then sweat my butt off trying to get it off. I mean, you really have a great mental state at this point, and I definitely see success.
Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate that because, I mean, my thing is I stay positive no matter what, and I look at things as like that's one little blip. That, I mean, I'm in control. I'm in the driver's seat, and I could do anything I put my mind to for sure, 100%.
I
don't want to go back to where I was. I mean, I could lose weight. That wasn't the problem. It was just kind of staying there and staying the healthy path. But this time I'm more than motivated. We'll just tell you that. So I appreciate that.
That's
a huge compliment.
Yeah, she's amazing.
You're such in a good place. I we got to get her back on. See how her success story is happening.
Anyway, ladies.
Yeah, y'all want to do a check-in?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we're gonna do. So I hate to cut this off, all right? But what we need to do is the show is ending. So you guys are, we'll have you back on for sure, Skylar. And Melissa's always here co-hosting the show with me. And we'll have you on, and you can share with us about the progress and how you're feeling. Anyway, and
thanks,
you guys, y'all. Take care. Have a great now.
Hey,
we'll
y'all have a blessed day, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank
all
you.
Right. And
wow, what an inspiration.
Isn't she great? So, Melissa,
awesome. Y'all are sweet.
close the show with the way you do it. So, go ahead.
All right. Well, everyone have a great week and get out there and go run.
And make sure you take a shower and eat your vegetables. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.